45. Replication. Howard, August 2193, Vulcan.
You want what? Riker frowned and leaned back in surprise. I waited for him to finish overacting.
Any information on creating a replicant? We have the replicant hardware and all, but we're a little light on the part where you start with a body and end up with a recording.
Why the fleeming hell would you want that?
I shrugged. No particular reason. I just think it's a gap in our knowledge base. If we wanted to create a new replicant, right now we couldn't. Basically, we're it.
Riker gave me the hairy eyeball, and a caption flashed below him, at waist height. Not sure if joking or serious. I laughed. Will rarely attempted a joke, especially since Homer. But when he did, it was always funny.
What's really going on, Howard?
It's nothing, really, Will.
I'm not imminently intending to replicate someone, if that's what you're thinking. It's just that we only have the one generation of humans to get the information from. After that, we'd be reduced to reverse engineering, with all the failures and false starts that implies.
It has nothing to do with Dr. Sheehy at all?
I kept my face deadpan.
Not particularly. It would seem there was no privacy at all in Bobtown. Anyway, we were just friends. We're just friends.
Will looked at me, unmoving for a few more milliseconds, then nodded his head and looked away.
Okay, Howard, I'll bring it up with the appropriate people at this end. I take it you've talked to Cranston already about any info that Faith might still have on the process?
Yeah. He, of course, wanted a crap ton of concessions in return before I'd even find out if he had anything worthwhile.
Well, hell, Will grinned at me. Why didn't you say so? Doing an end run around Cranston is all the motivation I need.
He finished his coffee, gave me a nod, and vanished. I figured that would work. Just needed to not sell it too hard, or he would have gotten suspicious. I pulled up the medical report that I'd intercepted, labeled B. Sheehy. I examined the scan for the 100th time, hoping maybe this time it would be different.
Cranston's face glowed a most unhealthy shade of red in the video window. I tried not to smile.
Damn it! Your product is now showing up in our territory. I've told you we're not interested. I've forbade you from selling your devil's brew here. I want it stopped.
He was mad, cursing and everything.
Excellent.
Minister Cranston, oh, it's President Cranston now, isn't it? Anyway, sir, I am not selling or even offering any of my alcohol-themed products in New Jerusalem. However, your attempt at controlling the supply has likely driven the price up high enough that it's being brought in from Spitsbergen by unorthodox methods.
I have to admit their consumption does seem rather high.
Then put a stop to it.
Absolutely, sir. I'll put a line on the label, not for resale in New Jerusalem. That should do it. After all, smugglers and bootleggers are always law-abiding.
Amazing. I wouldn't have thought it possible for his face to get redder.
Live and learn. But he wasn't finished, apparently.
And I will lodge an official protest at the idea of you using the colony equipment to engage in private enterprise. You are profiteering off of our backs.
I shook my head in amazement. First, I made all of those donuts and gave them to the colonies free of charge. Second, I'm not using one of those donuts. I made my own. And third, not that it's actually relevant, but we're gradually moving production planetside. Once that's done, I'll add the donut to the colony inventory.
Tread carefully, replicant. You might find access to your families restricted.
That was not an unexpected tactic, but it didn't make it any easier to take. I had my response ready.
Mr. President, you signed an agreement before we shipped you here that established certain inalienable rights for your citizens. You also entered into a personal agreement with Riker concerning specifics of our family. Start reneging on that, and this will escalate quickly. We spent several seconds in a stare-off before Cranston broke eye contact.
Very well. We will pursue the border options for now. However, this is not over.
He reached out of frame and broke connection.
Wow. I turned to the video window showing Riker's image.
Wow, indeed, Will. Should we be setting up an escape plan for the family?
As one alternative. Will stared into space for a few moments.
Another would be just to remove the irritant. My eyebrows rose.
The whiskey?
No, you twit. Cranston.
Now that was a plan I could get behind.